Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
The wind has finally died down, so it is safe to record another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for the download. Glad you could hold your device down long enough to click the button to make it so, right? Because everything and anything has been blowing around in these just crazy winds up here over the course of the last few days. If you're in the Boone area, you know what we're talking about. If you visit here on one of those days, you get what we're saying, right? You know, it has been crazy up here. Snow and wind and wind chills in the negative single digits. Just February in the high country. What can you do? We've got a lot to talk about on the program here today. We have Dr. Mark Porch joining us on this episode of the podcast. Dr. Porch is the president of Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, our local community college, with actually a split campus. So Caldwell Community College is centered in Caldwell County, but they have a Watauga campus here that has more and more offerings every time you turn around. Beautiful new facility that Dr. Porch will talk about, a student services center that really serves as the crown jewel of the campus, and plenty more goals and ideas about things they can add to the programming and how that turns into a facility master plan, really, for the campus. So we'll get an update on that. But really, the crux of our conversation is about the resources that our local community college system here in North Carolina is well positioned to provide at this kind of time for us all, where a lot of businesses are implementing new procedures, and they need that assistance with training. Some of that came in COVID. Some of this is coming from businesses understanding they might not be able to operate the same way they always did, and they need some sort of mechanism to help train their staff on what those new procedures might look like. We've heard a lot about this in the manufacturing space, where because of spacing, social distancing, maybe even just new technology that's developed to help combat COVID that now could easily be implemented into a supply line. How do you train people to do that? This is a place where Caldwell Community College and our other community colleges across North Carolina can come in and help provide that customized training. Many, many businesses here in the high country have taken advantage of that, from small groups to large groups and big overhauls within companies, too. It's not a cookie cutter type thing. The staff that Dr. Porch directs, really good at coming in, assessing exactly what you need, and then tailoring programming to that. So we'll talk about how those resources might be well suited to some of you that are kind of looking at some of those changes. Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute also does a lot of small business support, especially for folks that maybe have changed their career trajectory because of COVID. Maybe they're getting used to working in the house and they would like to take what it was they did and turn that into a small business that they can run from the home. How do you get that process started? And what resources do you really need to kind of sink into the formation of a company and then the marketing and then all of the things that you have to do to roll out a business? Again, Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, well suited to help with those needs. But I think the other major point that we want to talk about are emerging business opportunities here and how CCC and TI can be helpful in making sure that we're able to scale those opportunities up appropriately. For example, we have seen just an amazing amount of business in the real estate world, over $1 billion in sales just in Watauga County alone back in 2020. And with that comes a lot of renovation, people that are buying land that are building new homes and opportunities for more development. And with that, you need people to do that, right? And we have talked for years about how we do not have enough people working in the skilled trades here in Watauga County and Northwest North Carolina, period. Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute is investing in some new programming opportunities here at the Watauga campus that can build off some successful programs that have been started, like the trade-up program that we've spoken about before. But also just to bring training opportunities for people in HVAC, electricians, plumbers, those needed services that without enough personnel really tend to drag down the time that renovations and new buildings can get built. So again, a lot of this, a lot of these storylines or these different projects all roll through the common thread that is the support that can be provided by our local community college system. So Dr. Mark Porch will be on in just a moment to talk a little bit about that. You know, we talk often about how our region can play to strengths, and certainly, the community colleges is an example of one of those regional partners. Part of this also comes from collaboration, and that's where our Vision Northwest North Carolina series has been so helpful in bringing folks together that might not necessarily have had, deep professional relationships, and reminding us that here in these 12 counties that make up Northwest North Carolina, there are not a whole lot of differences between us, and we're all trying to achieve some of the same things. So, what if we did that a little bit more coordinated? And that's what this Vision Focus on Our Future series is all about. So we've got our next installment of that coming up. I want to make sure you're aware of that. And it will get into creating a regional tourism framework. Last time we talked about manufacturing and product development and how businesses are taking advantage of the fact that they've got a great testing ground to immediately put the products that they're making here in this area out into the wild where they're going to be used anyway, and what the advantages of that are, and how regionally we might be able to recruit more selectively and specifically because of those opportunities, right? So now we're moving that conversation into the tourism side of things. How can we help our tourism folks, the folks that are traveling here, the folks that are they're creating opportunities for people even to come up to our area and recreate? How can we get guests to see recreation opportunities beyond county lines? Really said another way, make our whole region a playground that nobody really knows a border to. And they feel like, hey, when I go up to Northwest North Carolina, I've got copious opportunities to hike and get out on the river and, go to attractions and all of the things that they come here to do. How do we maybe coordinate that just a little bit more to maybe encourage longer stays or show people that, you know, we've talked about this before that, you know, sometimes you don't realize if you come up here and you stay the night in Boone in a hotel and you go to Grandfather Mountain, you've changed counties to do that, right? A lot of times our tourism planning is all county to county. But if we did that regionally, what other opportunities might we open up in the world of people looking for multiple things to do, the day trippers, all of that kind of stuff. So we're going to get into this conversation, creating a regional tourism framework on March 1st from 1 o'clock to 3 as part of our Vision Northwest North Carolina Focus on Our Future series. We'll be joined by Whit Tuttle, who is the executive director for Visit NC, and Amy Allison, who directs the Outdoor Industry Recreation Office for the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. And they will be able to not only discuss current tourism trends. That's important. We all want to know that, right? What to expect in the spring and summer, but then how to wrap that into a more regional understanding of what tourists want and how we as a region, rather than one individual place, can give that product to them and how it all benefits us all, right? So again, that's Monday, March 1st from 1 o'clock to 3. If you're one of our all-access pass holders for the Vision Series, your spot is already reserved. You don't have to do anything else at this point in time. If you would like to join us for this conversation, please head over to boonchamber.com, click on the events tab, and you can get signed up today for this very important conversation. All right, so let's take it on back to Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute. Again, a great regional partner, and we are so pleased to be joined this week by President of CCC&TI, Dr. Mark Porch.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, Sales, Leasing, and Property Management Services.
Welcome back here into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. As always, our program brought to you by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, we are pleased to be joined today by the president of Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, Dr. Mark Porch, longtime friend of ours at the Chamber, friend of the program as well. I believe this is at least your second appearance on Mind Your Business. So welcome back to the show, and always great to talk to you. Hope you are well and healthy down the mountain.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know that as we have talked a lot about different operational challenges that have come as a result of COVID and the impact there, certainly that can be felt on the campuses of our local schools, Appalachian State, Caldwell Community College, and Technical Institute, no different. So can you give us a little bit of an update on how COVID has impacted the way that you've operated campuses, not only down in Caldwell County, but up here in Watauga as well?
Absolutely. I tell you, 2020 was certainly a challenge for all of us, and education was no exception. And the trend continues into 2021, but we've been very successful and remain hopeful with how we have our campus operations going. We certainly changed the way we do things. We moved a lot of our classes last March to an online format. We continue to do that. And I tell you, David, the format that we like the most, and I think our students like the most, are what's called hybrid or blended classes, where they get part of their classes as a seated in-person kind of an experience, and then the remainder of their classes are completed online. And we continue to hear from students that they prefer that method. They like to have some face-to-face interaction with their instructors. And then they also like the flexibility and the security of being able to do those other components online at home. So that's the way we continue to kind of operate. We've also had to transition a lot of our support services online. So we're able to advise students, offer counseling services, work with them on financial aid, any of our tutoring and academic support kind of initiatives. We figured out a way to do that virtually. So we continue to try to wrap those support systems around our students and help them be successful. And all of those things are working extremely well for us. Students are completing their courses. They're completing their programs successfully. So if you drive on campus, it certainly looks a little bit different. There's probably not quite as many cars in the parking lot. But for those folks who are coming on campus, we have extra safety measures in place. We have safety check-in stations for all of our students and employees and community guests as they're entering campus. So we're doing temperature checks. We're requiring masks in buildings and certainly social distancing. And our classrooms and labs are set up to make sure that we maintain those social distance requirements. And thus far, we haven't had any campus spread or any concerns of that nature, either in Watauga or in Caldwell. And one of the things I'm really, really proud of, too, is we've continued those conversations and maintained those touch points with our healthcare community throughout this process. And Jennifer Green at the Watauga Health Department has just been a great resource for us to talk through any challenges that we've had with COVID and our campus operations.
Visiting with Dr. Mark Porch, president of Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, here this morning on Mind Your Business. I know that we have seen national stories about how COVID has infected college enrollment at all levels throughout the country. Yet it seems like here in this part of the country, not only Appalachian State, but Caldwell Community College and many others have been able to kind of ward that off. What do you make of that? Why is that, I guess, maybe is the question. And what have you seen in terms of your own enrollment that suggests that people are still interested in getting their certifications and coursework done to complete their education pathways?
Yeah, that's a great question and a great point. We have been able to weather the storm, I guess, so far. And I think the biggest thing I can contribute that to is, we've listened to students. We've really listened to what they told us. And again, going back to how we offer classes and how we deliver support services. We were one of the few community colleges in North Carolina whose enrollment was actually up in the fall semester. So we're very, very proud of that. Our enrollment in the spring, our current semester is just down slightly. We're actually up on the Watauga campus, a few students, which is a very good indication of things to come, I think, in the high country. But again, I think that I can attribute that to the efforts of our faculty and staff and their commitment to serving students and finding creative and innovative ways to not only teach in a different kind of a format, but also deliver those support services that are so essential to student success.
You know, and with that said, I know a lot of different businesses, whether they're a campus focused on education or whether they're a King Street storefront, what have you, so much of the pivot has been about customer satisfaction. How have you checked in with students and community members throughout this last year to make sure that what you're delivering is still meeting the needs that they ultimately need to get out there?
Yeah, that's been even more important because, it's certainly a different way that we're connecting with our business partners and with students. The virtual fatigue, I think, is hitting everybody, but we continue to try to make sure that we're reaching out. We're doing some things that are pretty unique, I think, and we have good momentum with the business community in the high country. You were a part of some conversations that we had with some culinary folks in our hospitality sector there before the holidays. And we look forward to continuing those conversations. But what we're really trying to do is to truly understand, you know, what are the needs of business and industry? How maybe has that changed with COVID and the new normal, if you will, and just making sure that we're paying attention and we're listening to those needs and then trying to respond and pivot where we need to pivot and make sure our educational programs are aligned to whatever those business and industry needs are. And certainly from a student perspective, we try to keep them engaged, working with our Student Government Association. We have some focus groups planned with students in March coming up. So we look forward to engaging with them, even though it may end up being in a virtual format, but certainly listening to them and trying to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to support them and to support the challenges that they may have related to the ongoing pandemic.
Excellent information here this morning from Dr. Mark Porch with Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute. We're going to take a brief time out. We'll come back and talk about some of those specific ways that Caldwell Community College is focused on helping businesses meet the needs that they all have now with different pressures being put on our workforce in different ways because of the pandemic and because of just normal operations here on a day here in the high country. So we'll continue with Mind Your Business right after this. You're listening to AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. App Healthcare continues to administer COVID-19 vaccinations across Allegheny, Ashe, and Watauga counties. If you are interested in receiving vaccine, visit apphealthcare.com today and fill out a simple interest form, regardless of what phase may fit you. You'll then be contacted for scheduling when your phase is eligible to receive vaccine. For assistance with the form, call 828-795-1970. To keep up with the latest information on vaccine phases, visit apphealthcare.com and click on the COVID-19 vaccine link.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber visiting with Dr. Mark Porch, the president of Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute. Dr. Porch, we were talking before the break about some ways that you and your faculty have really worked to identify areas in the business community that may be in need of some support. I know that we have all taken notice of the incredible trends that we have seen in real estate, construction, building development. What are your answers to some of those workforce challenges that have come from increased volumes in all of those areas regarding building new properties and even renovating properties up here that people are buying?
Yeah, we certainly are working closely with our business partners. And, you know, one of the most valuable partners that we have is the public school system up there with Dr. Elliott and his team. So we try to make sure that we are aligned with what's going on at the high school and certainly with Dr. Everts and her folks at Appalachian State University. So trying to create that continuum across education sectors in the high country, I think, is important in making sure that we are providing students with opportunities that they can connect with great career opportunities right there in Boone and the region. One of the things that we've heard is the need for construction workers in the high country. So we partnered with the public school system last year with the trade-up program and to be able to offer high school students with an apprenticeship-style learning experience that was very successful. And we look forward to continuing that this next summer. We are in the process of taking some space on our Watauga campus there and converting it into a construction area where we're going to be able to teach electrical classes, plumbing classes, and HVAC classes. You know, one of the challenges we have on that campus is we don't have quite enough lab space there. So we're trying to be creative and innovative on how we can kind of convert some of that space into training laboratories that are really going to prepare students for what the workforce needs there in the high country.
You know, speaking of space, about a year ago at this time, we were talking to you about getting into a new space on your campus to do a grand opening, and then COVID happened and snowstorms, and here we are still yet to knock on the door. But tell us a little bit about the Student Services Center and what it will provide for students once they're back on campus and in a more normal setup.
And we are so proud of that facility and really appreciate all the support that we received in the high country from the county commissioners and the town of Boone and everybody who was involved in that process. But we are fortunate that we have a new 15,000 square foot facility on campus that really opened a little over a year ago now. And we had an open house scheduled for sometime in November, and the snows came, and then, like you say, COVID hit. But 15,000 square foot facility that gave us the opportunity to consolidate all support services for students. Those services were previously kind of spread out around campus, so now we have all of those located in one building. And it's everything from the front end experience for students, so when they're coming in and first applying to the college, working on their financial aid, receiving help with admissions information, counseling information, if there's any testing needs, placement testing needs, those are available in that building. Our business office is there, so students can pay their tuition right there in the same location. And then our bookstore, our library, all of our tutoring and academic support functions, all of that is located in that one facility, which is very, very nice and convenient for students. And then we also have a 3,000 square foot student center that gives students a place to be, a place to gather before and after classes. And it'll give us the opportunity to host events on that campus. And we haven't had that luxury before. But unfortunately, with COVID, we haven't got to enjoy the building. We haven't got to show it to the community. We're talking about possibly doing a virtual kind of a open house and building ribbon cutting, if you will, to at least get some information out there. But we look forward to post-COVID when we can gather in person and we can have the community there and show them some of the great things that are happening at Caldwell Community College on the Watauga campus.
Speaking with Dr. Mark Porch from Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, he is the president, joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. And Dr. Porch, you know, you mentioned briefly a moment ago the culinary program and how you've worked with some local businesses recently to help make sure that the elements that you are tackling academically work well in the actual in-person practical experience that an employee that comes through that training program might soon see on the restaurant side. I know that you offer this out to businesses all the time, but if there were a business that saw Caldwell Community College as that bridge to training or furthering education for employees, how do they go about engaging with you in that process? And are there some other examples of where you have been helpful to businesses in helping further along training and education opportunities?
Absolutely. I would just encourage all of our business partners, if you have needs, and we continue to hear from businesses about their talent pipeline and the need for workers, please reach out to us. What we would like to do is sit down, listen primarily, and truly try to understand what your workforce challenges are, and then try to respond to those in such a way that's going to be meaningful and helpful so that we can create a pipeline of workers that are going to be able to help you move your business forward. That's the main thing. So please reach out to us. We've had great success in working with business partners in the high country and in the foothills through various things. We offer customized training. So if you have needs for your existing workforce that you would like to be able to help them upskill, or if there's safety needs at your business, we can offer customized training, and that's at no charge to the business, by the way. It's funded through the state. And what we would do in those situations, David, is we would go out and sit down with management or whomever at the business and really try to understand what those needs are. You know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is trying to provide services to help businesses stay, in this region. You know, we're all about recruiting new folks to come in. That's great, and to get new business into our area. But also, we want to keep those businesses here too. We want to help them stay. And that means we're going to do everything we can to provide the training that they need for their existing workforce, as well as try to provide them with a talent pipeline of workers.
Well, we certainly appreciate that partnership and know so many examples that people have been able to use your campus as a resource, not only for getting the next wave of employees through, but just, again, simply refining processes, any measure of marketing support through the Small Business Center, you name it, Caldwell Community College has got an answer for it. So we certainly look forward to times where we can visit with you in person and get a look at this new building, and appreciate everything that you do to continue to be a benefit to businesses and folks here in Watauga County. And we certainly appreciate all of the hard work that goes into that.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Mark Porch, president of Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute. Again, we certainly value that partnership and look forward to spending more time with Dr. Porch in the future. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back here with you again next week. Same time, same place here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.